Wilhon, Mount Morris, hey, all this talk about a big four, but perhaps we need to put a fifth in there because great first moto for you, and second moto was good too.
Yeah, I that's where I want to be.
All that white towel all over your face.
It's been a long day. I can't even comment on that right now. I don't even want to.
It's where you want to be. Yeah.
It's where I want to be. I want to be one of those guys that they're like, man, there's five of them, and I'm in that group. That's where I belong. That's where the team feels like I belong, and that's what we work to be. And that first moto, I proved that. I felt good. I feel like I should have been on the box had I been a little bit more prepared for it, but I let my mind get the best of me. But still, man, it's been a long time, and I'm happy to be up there and battling for that again. Second moto, I don't know where my mind was on the gate. It wasn't there, and I got a bad jump, locked bars, came around, and actually peeled through pretty good, probably eighth, I'd say, guess, and I just washed the front, just like Hangtown. Mm-hmm. Fell down on my own, picked her up in last, and put my head down. That's all I could do.
Yeah, that was a great second moto for sure. On a track that's not that easy to pass on either.
Yeah, no, it wasn't today, but it separated a lot. It got pretty rough, and the ruts really throw people off. So mm-hmm. for me to come from, where I was to ninth, I'm okay with it. You know, I'm not happy, sixth overall, but it's my best result. So I'm building, I'm happy, but I want to be that top five guy every moto.
You know what they say, and this happens to a lot of guys, you don't know how fast those four are going because you haven't started with them and been with them, but now you have, so, and you look like you can hang, so it's got to help you coming up in the next few races.
Oh, completely. Like, you know, they're just so strong right now, and the reason you don't know is because they're so quick on the beginning.
They're gone, yeah.
You don't have any chance if you're not with them at the beginning, so for me to run second for 20 minutes or whatever it was today was a big eye-opener and good for me and good for my confidence, so.
Until this weekend, you know how it is on a team. Everybody's competitive. Everybody wants to go. Did you feel like, hey, guys, like all the tension's on Barcia and Tomac, and rightfully so.
Yeah.
They're doing great, but did you feel some pressure?
Well, that's where the focus is. You know, they're going for a title, and I'm rebuilding myself. So right now, you know, by the end of the year, I want to be right there with them and battling with them and learning from them every weekend. And, yeah, but rightfully so. Like you said, you know, there is a good amount of focus on them, and I don't feel left out one bit. These guys take care of me really well over here, and that's why they're a factory team.
Yeah, it's not what I meant, not them, but yeah. I mean just pressure on yourself.
Yeah. You feel that, you know, like it's kind of like, you know, hey, look at me. I want to, you know, it's that, but, you know, that's part of being on a team. That's part of being with two of the best also.
Yeah. Well, hey, man, good job today. And like it's sixth overall, but I don't think that's indicative of how great you rode. So keep it up.
I really appreciate that. Thanks, Steve.